This is Brenda Terrell. I reside here on the Mississippi Gulf Coast, and we all welcome you to the Master's Call on this Take Time to Share Wednesday. And you know, the Word tells us in all our ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct our paths. And as He directs our paths in everything that He does, we're going to take time to share with somebody what God has done for us. Amen. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Oh, Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your greatness, for Your omnipotence. We thank You for being God all by Yourself. We honor You and we glorify You, Father, because You are Jehovah Jireh, our great provider. You are Jehovah Nissi, our banner. You are Jehovah Shalom, our God of peace. And we glorify You, Father, for being our everlasting Father. You say we can always come to You, and when we come to You, You will answer and then show us great and mighty things we didn't know. We thank You, Lord God, for this awesome call that we have every Monday through Friday, the Master's Call. We ask that You bless it as You see fit, Lord God. We thank You for the newcomers as well as the people that have been on for many years, Father God, and we thank You that we are embarking upon 8 years as we serve and honor You. We glorify You, Father, for our Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon as they continue to seek Your face, Father God, and we, Your people, will continue to uplift Your name and encourage them, Father God, as we be a part of this Master's Call. We thank You for Artist Life and Artist International in its entirety, Father God. We ask that You bless everyone as a part of that wonderful company. We glorify You, Father, for every good and perfect gift that comes from You. We bless the people that are on this call. We ask that You keep them, Father, in perfect peace as their minds are stayed on You. We give Your name glory. We give Your name praise for everything that's done from this day forth, even forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, TMC family, it's definitely been a blessing to seat and greet each and every one of you. I will now turn it over to our host. Host, are you there?
Yes, I am, Minister Brenda. And good morning to
good
you
morning.
And the TMC family, and thank you for
praise
greeting
God.
Us this morning.
Thank
and
you.
Start,
take it away.
You're welcome. And starting our day with that powerful prayer. Now, my name is Minister Wanda Walker, and I reside in Chicago, Illinois. Now, let me tell you a little bit about this TMC powerful sanctuary. In October 2010, there are two co-founders named Dr. P.K. Roberts Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And this scripture, there's a scripture that was founded, which is Psalms 88:13. But to You I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before You. Now we have a mission statement, and that mission statement is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. We also have a website, which is www.themasterscall.net. Again, it's www.themasterscall.net. And all our messages have been archived on the site, as well as the bios of our speakers. Now, we have a theme each year, and that theme is in 2018, through me, supernatural expectation, demonstration, and revelation is being fulfilled and seen. Now, if you are led of the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry as a greeter, such as Brenda did, or if you feel led to be a host, such as I'm doing, as well as if the Lord has given you a word. You may even have a prayer request or a praise report. Please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net. That is info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa or our prayer general will be in touch with you. Hallelujah. Now, this phenomenal company, which was Artist International, which was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 28 years ago, which we are now Artist Life. We have great products to help the world become healthier. We also have the New Morning Motivational Call, which is held Monday through Friday, right after this call. And it's a team of great leaders that are giving vital information on the benefits of the wonderful artist products. And that call is today, Wednesday. They're going to be teaching on the Awareness Wednesday. It's the benefits of the wonderful artist products that they will be sharing with us today. Now, that number is 712-770-4005. And the PIN number is, thank you, Jesus, the PIN number is 294-617-pound. Again, that number is 712-770-4005. The PIN 294-617. And we also have a bypass number. So you won't be charged. There are some that are charged. And if we don't want you to be charged for this call, so the number that you can dial in to is 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707. And, excuse me, now I'm going to introduce our speaker. And she is a blessed woman of God. Her name is Minister Kyle Brown. She wrote a book that is phenomenal. It's such a blessing to us. And she is a powerful woman of God. She loved the Lord, and she is very special. I'm not going to keep you. I'm going to let you hear the powerful woman of God come forth as the Lord lead her. God bless you. Minister Kai, are you there?
Good morning. Evangelist Wanda, this is Pastor Vanessa, a little bit of change in plans. Thank you for stepping up and hosting this morning. We so appreciate you doing an awesome job. But I'm going to stand in for Minister Kai this morning. And I want to also thank Minister Brenda for greeting and seeing everyone as they came on the line. I tell you, I've taught, and as we all know, the word tells us to be ready in season and out of season. Minister Kai works and usually is able to slip away, so this morning she was unable to. So yours truly will be more than happy to carry on and give us a word from the Lord this morning. Again, warmest kingdom greetings to everyone on the line today. We welcome you to the Master's Call. Special shout out to our co-founder I see here on the board, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton. Happy to have her along with us on the call. I spoke recently on the call about pray before you say. Pray before you say. And that has been so heavy on my spirit as our own co-founder has been talking and getting us ready for this upcoming time of consecration and fast. I think begins on July 22nd, 23rd. Don't hold me to that. I'm sure she'll let us know. And the importance that the word says in Matthew 17:21, in that 21st verse of Matthew 17, it reminds us that some things do not come out but by prayer and fasting. So when we talk about pray before you say, I want to chew on that a little bit more this morning and hopefully encourage some of you all who have not had a consistent prayer life, a disciplined prayer life, a quality prayer life, not so much quantity to tell me you put in your 5 minutes, 10 minutes, an hour a day, but the quality of prayer so that we're praying strategically, so that we're praying effectively, so that we're praying to get the job done, to see the manifested presence of God in our life, because the word promises us that God hears and answers prayer. Just like he asks us to fast and pray, the God we pray to hears and answers prayer. And if you were with us before earlier, I talked about the acronym that God had given me for prayer of positive, reassuring action yielding eternal results. Positive, assuring action yielding eternal results. I want to take time and unpack a verse that we all know that's so important, but to hope that it illuminates, I'm asking God to explode it in your spirits, the very strategic power of prayer, and to help you better understand why the enemy fights us so hard on not having a disciplined prayer life. Because one thing about it, when we pray the word of God, nothing is more powerful. No thing is more powerful than us igniting, activating, aligning the heavens with the word of God. So our text scripture comes out of 2 Chronicles. We all know it, that 7th chapter in the 14th verse that says, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sins and will heal their land. I've always said and always been taught early in my Christian walk that God is a if-then God. Only if the people of God pray. Whether we like it or not, the system has been set up. The procedure has been put into process. God will not disrupt. God will not cheat on his own system. That's why Jesus had to come back and be fully man, even though he was fully God. That if we don't do our part that's been delegated to us as believers, if we don't open up our mouths and announce to the heavenlies with the word of God, if we don't become proactive and have a prayer life, if we will stop whining and complaining and start praying and praising, we will watch the God that we serve show up and show out. The book of Acts, church, is what we should be seeing in 2018. The miracles, the signs, and the wonders should not be a once in a while occurrence. He's the same. We say it all the time from Hebrews 13. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And don't say, oh, that's just because Dr. V spends a lot of time. That's why she's a powerful prayer warrior. That same power, as old saints would say, is in you. When you and I ask the Lord to come into our lives, to come into our hearts, Acts 10:34. See, I'm going to give you scripture because you're going to wrestle with the word, but we better let the word win. It says that God is no respecter of persons. It's the same paraclete. It's the same Holy Ghost. It's the same power of God with all of heaven backing you up that's in me, that's in you, that's in Dr. PK, that's in any believer that calls on the name of God. But the the acronym is real simple. Little prayer, little power. Much prayer, much power. The dunamis power, where we'll see the explosive, miracle-working power of God. When we use our exousia power, which means walk in our authority, walk in our dominion. So in that Second Chronicles 7, when it says, if my people decide today if you're going to be a for real my people, a for real believer, he makes it clear in Revelations, he doesn't want you to be lukewarm, be hot or cold, because when you're lukewarm, Church of Laodicea, he spits you out of his mouth. Because you cause people to stumble if you say, I love the Lord with all my heart, but you operate in fear, you operate in doubt, you're always angry about something. Today, the church, like never before, must pray. The remnant that knows our God is the same God in this Bible. It's not an option. It's not a good suggestion. It is the commission of God for God's people to spend quality time in prayer. Every day when you open up your eyes and his new mercies have allowed you and I another day, we ought to immediately be putting our armor on, be immediately getting dressed spiritually and activating the atmosphere as we're getting dressed, as we're making our healthy coffee, as we're going about our day. There's got to be the time that we stop and talk to Daddy God, not just in crisis, not just when there's an urgent problem or a death or a situation, as Joseph Washington would say. It should be your lifestyle of prayer so that you stay sensitive to Daddy God, so that you know his voice and the voice of a stranger you do not follow. Today, I'm speaking to your spirits because I don't care if your mind wrestles with me, because many of us love God but have stinking thinking. But I'm speaking prophetically as a prophet of God to your spirit to stand up big and say, God, I want you to use me. Jesus, let me be all you've ordained me to be. Pour your anointing into me. Father God, burn out of me everything and anything that's not like you. Let your Jehovah, Kadesh, your sanctifying power, the fire of the Holy Ghost, burn any residue of unforgiveness out of me. Burn any residue of self-centeredness out of me. God, anything, everything, all things that are unholy to you, that are unhealthy for me, that are ungodly, I lay hands on my own self and ask you to deliver me so that I am your vessel, your people, and I'm called by your name. I'm going to humble myself. It ain't about me. We've all had believers where every time you talk to them, they turn the conversation to where it's about them. You're calling them to try to bounce off of them about your issue, and next thing you know, it's all about them. No humility. When a good project is done, we'll lose their joy if you don't acknowledge them, forgetting that God saw what we each did. God saw us work in the background. God saw us be laborers in the vineyard of prayer, of fasting, of doing the works of the kingdom. We don't need the acclamation of men. See, when you need to always be commended, when you need to always be recognized, when you need to always be stroked, that's your flesh, son, that's your flesh, daughter, and you need to be crucifying your flesh. Daily, all of us, daily, because our flesh will rise up real quick and say, now all I did for her, and she didn't even acknowledge me, come on now. That is true, they didn't. But sometimes God does that just to make you do a flesh check, a flesh check so you can see, uh-oh, too much of me and not enough of you, God. I did it as unto you. When people, I was taught this by one of my mentors over 25 years ago, and I'm so quick to do it, so Vanessa, don't ever get to tripping over Vanessa. When people compliment me, text me, oh, you did such an awesome job. You really blessed me. Oh, that word was powerful. I needed that. quickly, to God be the glory, comes out of my mouth. Quickly, he's awesome. I'm just his male girl. Get it off of me, and let me get it back to who it belongs, to our daddy God. Humble themselves and pray. There it is again, to pray, to pursue righteous acts as we're yielded. To pursue means be proactive. We got to pray, and we got to seek his face, not just his hand. When you come into God's presence and all you're doing is your list, your wish list, your Father God, I need, Daddy God, I want, God, that I got to have, Lord, please move. There's a time for that, but at some point in that prayer, there should not be a monologue, but should be a dialogue where you speak your heart, but you need to learn how to be quiet and listen to God speak back to you. He's the omnipotent one. He's the all-knowing one. He's the all-wise one. We come into his presence because we need his Jehovah Rohi, his guidance to be our shepherd, to order our steps. And we do all the talking. Something wrong. And for many of us, we haven't just ever been taught that prayer is a dialogue of us sharing our heart with God, but learning to be quiet and let him speak back to our spirits. That's why it's so important to seek him early in the morning so you have your directions for the day, for him to speak and to alert us, sometimes to shift and change us, to go a different way, to be sensitive, to always be yielded to his voice and his timing. It's okay to come with your needs, but it's better to know his face. He says in John 15 that he no longer wants to call you servant. He wants to call you friend. And for some of us, we're not a friend of God, because when we come into his presence, we just always got our hand out and not our head up, saying, Father, I want to be a vessel. I want to be a representative of you in the land. There's a lot of wickedness in the land right now. There's a lot of turmoil. There's a lot of grief, but if you're part of the remnant, the blood hedge of protection is around you. Your house will be full of his glory, his promises of his provision. Doesn't matter what's going on in the White House, we're going to pray for the White House, but make sure in your house, in my house, that Jesus is Lord. And every day we give him the glory, we give him the honor, we give him the praise, and we give him the time in prayer. We come into his presence with thanksgiving. We come into his courts with praise. That drives out all the heaviness. That's why we start praise and worship services off all the time with praise and worship, to get our attitudes right, to get our emotions underlined, get them hormones to hang over and come down so that they're not trying to rule the service. We start with praise and worship because that darkness, that heaviness cannot stay in true praise and worship. That's why even in your home, you got to lift up your mouth and just start singing sometimes to remind your own self when the enemy comes in. When we do these things, then God's promised us that we'll hear him from heaven and that he'll forgive our sins. And he made us a promise that he healed this land of America. A lot of turmoil is going on because America's gotten away from our roots. How did America get away from our roots? The Church of the Living God has not been praying out to God like our forefathers. I was reminding them Sunday when I was ministering at the Mount. I said, you know what? Know your church history. The children of Israel stay in captivity 400 years. In America, people of color, black folks, were prophetically in bondage for 400 years. And when we cried out and quit moaning and complaining and murmuring, God answered prayers throughout the cotton fields for us, through Jim Crow, through civil rights, because those patriarchs and matriarchs had a regular, daily, consistent prayer life. And we got a little bit of blessings and a little bit of abundant living. We got selective amnesia. And we thought we had something to do with it. And we didn't consistently and carefully always point the glory back to God. I'm challenging everyone on this line today as I close. Guard your prayer time with God. Guard your communion with Father God. Make the time, take the time to always hear his voice so that a voice of a stranger, you and I will not follow. We must learn to pray before we say. I speak this into our spirits today, Daddy God. Arrest us by your Holy Ghost power and make us your vessels of prayer. In Jesus' name, amen, amen, and amen. Back to you, Minister Wanda.
Good. Good. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor V, Prophetess, Mighty Woman of God, for that profound word, allowing God to use you. My, my, my. Shortly, I'll ask you to come back and close the call with the benediction after a few announcements. Let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we love you. We bless you. We praise you. We magnify you and we give you all the glory. Lord, I thank you for your mighty woman of God. Lord, I thank you for speaking your word, Lord God. Letting us know, Father God, to pray, Lord, listen and obey. Lord, I thank you. I just ask that you will pour back into her what she has given out. Lord, truly she stands on your word where you say be ready in season and out. Lord, I thank you for what you're doing in her life and for what you're going to do. Thank you for taking her from faith to faith and glory to glory. Continue to use her in the mighty name of Jesus. Grant her the desires of her heart today. And Father God, we will forever give you the glory. Lord, we lift up Dr. PK. Bless her, Lord. Oh, God, I thank you for the fast that you placed on her heart for your people. Lord, we thank you that as we go on this fast, Lord, it won't just be a diet, Father God, but we will spend time with you and we will come out a different person. Continue to bless her and her husband and continue to bless Dr. V, Lord. Lord, we lift up Artist Life. That's the reason why we are connected to this day. Lord, we ask that you will continue to use each and every one of us. Let us do what we're supposed to do. Continue to bless it. Bless the Diaz de Leon family, Lord God. Bless, bless, bless in the name of Jesus. And Father God, we thank you for all that you are doing in the Artist Life company. Lord, we lift up the sickness. Oh, God, those that are sick, Father God, the enemy has touched many of people's bodies, Lord God. Father, we asking that you will let them know by your stripes they are healed, Lord God.
Amen.
Cover
Amen.
Them in your blood in the mighty name of Jesus. And, Lord, I know they want to hear this playback. And, Father God, it is powerful. So the number, if you want to hear it, and I'm sure you will, it's 712-432-1085. The pin is 957-677-pound. Now, the new motivational call is next, and that number is 712-770-4005. The pin is 294-617-pound. Pound. Thank you again, Minister Brenda, for greeting everyone and opening the call with prayer. And thank you once again for that powerful message. Would you please, Pastor V, come and close us with the benediction? God bless you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, woman of God. Love and appreciate you, Minister Wanda. Thank you for hosting. And again, a shout out to our prayer general. Thank you for greeting and seating all of God's people today. Father, I just thank you that this word saturates, marinates in our heart, the power of prayer, that you will use us and that we will hear your voice and the voice of a stranger we will not follow. Father, there will purpose in our lives to be more dutiful, faithful about prayer, that we will be the remnant that you can use, that you can speak through. Now, Father, let this word minister to us, to take us to a higher place in you, to be the eagles that we know we all are, spreading our wings with knowing our authority and using it skillfully in the realm of the Spirit to see your promises manifest here on earth. As we go from this call, but never, ever from your presence, let the power of God, the dunamis power, be prevalent in our life. Oh, Father, let the power of God, the exousia, the authority, that we be skilled to announce to the heavens and align the atmosphere as we activate your word. God, we are your ministers in the marketplace. Now we go out with our marching orders to change the world for your glory and our good. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Let us pray and walk by faith and not by sight. Be blessed. Have a great day. Bye-bye.